Are you Persian? Farshad is always with pretty girl. Farshad is number one.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We have our most controversial guest that we ever have on the show with us in studio. He claims to be Persian. I don't know if I believe that. We've had some callers call up and say he's full of S, that he might be partially Persian, but there's something else happening there. Ladies and gentlemen, from Irvine, it is Farshad. Nice to see you, dude.
Salam.
Yes.
Salam.
All right. Now, dude, we get a lot of calls saying that, you know, that they don't know whether you're Persian or not. You might be, Greek or Armenian or Turkish or something. I don't know what you are.
Farshad is 100% Persian.
Is that right?
100%.
100%.
Persian. 100%.
All right. All right, now you brought your, wow, look at that. Jesus, you really are a hairy man, huh? He lifted up his shirt. Is that real?
Of course, man.
Wow.
What Persian have thick chest hair?
Look at you, dude. All right, I could have gone without seeing that. All right, but this guy, I will tell you this, though. He has brought chicks in, and he does get some hot chicks. I don't know what he is or not, but you are Persian, right?
Farshad is Farshad's Persian, man.
Okay, I understand that. Now, where do you live? You live down in Orange County?
Yeah, Farshad's living in Hervine.
In Hervine. All right.
Hervine.
Yeah, enjoy it down there.
Oh, yeah. The women, the coast, Daria. It's Irvine. Right. It's number one.
And you're a single guy.
Of course, Farshad.
And how many chicks you get a year or so?
Farshad counting last year for the 94 women.
94 women in 1 year?
1 year.
Holy Christ. That explains that little Coke can on your lip, huh?
Persian New Year was crazy night.
Yeah. What is that thing on your lip?
Oh, I burned it on the match, you know.
I bet.
It's nothing.
All right. You stay away from me, man. All right. But you also have a band. Where do you perform in Irvine?
Farshad is performing at the Hivon Nights. Hivon Nights.
Hivon Nights.
Yeah.
And the name of the band is what?
Ninufars.
Ninufars.
Ninufaris.
It's a trio, right? Ninufars?
Farshad, yeah, has the trio of the Ninufars. It's the best number one Persian band, Southern California, Persia, Canada. These guys living in the Corona del Mar.
Corona del Mar. All right. All right, now, what is the show like down in Irvine?
Farshad gets up and does the jokes. Hey, how are you doing? You're number one, baby. You know what? The guy walk in the bar. Ha ha hee hee.
Right.
And then we do music. We do douche. We do it all. Douche is the best. One, two, three.
All right, then more jokes, more band, and boom, you're out. Huh?
Yeah, I'm Farshad. Farshad has an assistant.
You sound like you're out of breath, man. You know, that jacket's too tight, huh?
Farshad's jacket is lambskin from Persia. He's got
tight.
An assistant, and Farshad makes the sign. He grabbing the ear and points at the girl. That girl goes backstage.
Oh, wow.
That girl backstage.
Jesus.
This one backstage. And we go to the backstage. What's number one green room? 7 Up.
Do you ever get the wrong girl back there because your jacket's too tight and you're pointing to the wrong chick?
Anytime new girl that back there, I just say, excuse me, Alan, this one out.
Oh, boy.
Out.
No fat chicks, huh?
No.
No way, man.
No. Farshad only likes women. Farshad respects women.
Right.
He loves
Sounds
women.
Sounds like you do.
So he loves women, but only beautiful, skinny women. You know, he loves all the women.
Right.
But he hangs around with beautiful. He likes big girls.
You do.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
But Farshad, he loves the skinny girls. Mm. And the fat girls, well, we don't need them. I mean, you know,
right.
We're number one.
All right. Now, you're not a married man. You have no desire to do that?
No. Farshad is, he's one day going to marry a Persian girl when he's ready to have children, marry her, she has the kids.
Right. You know why I think you may not be Persian? I don't hear anybody who is Persian ever talk about themselves in third person. And yet you do that almost with every other sentence.
I had a teacher in Raj. He said, Farshad, when you're number one, you talk like number one. So speak in the number one person.
All right. Now, you got into some kind of an accident. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. Farshad was in bad shape.
All right. Let's take some calls here and find out, first of all, whether this clown really is Persian or whether he's just pulling our leg for last, three or four years. What is that you're wearing? What is that smell, that odor?
Oh, Farshad, he wears the Drakkar, you know, he wears.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's not, oh, in Persia.
Did you get that at Vons?
No, the Montgomery Ward was having it, but in Persia, they don't sell Drakkar, so he import, I import it, you know, and I get it, and they love it, so in America, I get it here.
You know, it smells like you went to one of those fake perfume stores, and you got a Drakkar knockoff, because it smells like a little Drakkar and a little of, like, chaps.
Oh, nothing. Farshad has two cologne, one for top of body, one for bottom half.
Oh. What a great combination. I'm sure the girls are thrilled when they get to the second owner.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Farshad is with us. Now, what kind of car are you driving nowadays?
Farshad's driving the 850 Beamer. Boom!
Wow, it's beautiful, huh?
It's number one car.
Brand new?
Like new, you know, it's 850's classic.
Oh, I see. So you got, what, about 20,000 miles on it?
30,000? No, it's number one car. You know, Farshad is driving everywhere. Nightclubs, restaurants. I'm having the, like, 278,000
miles. 278,000 miles on it? Oh, boy. Not much money in the Irvine area, huh?
Lots of money. Be back, she de mamuna.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Don't mess with the car, man. You've seen the car.
All right. Hey, now, what is... I heard you open up a new business down in... Is it Irvine?
Yeah, Farshad opening new business. Farshad is always the beat of the business, city, people, women.
So something like Green, or what'd you open down there?
Oh, we opened number one yogurt place.
Oh, all right. Well, thank God you got on the bandwagon, because that just started.
My cousin was saying, oh, Farshad, yogurt, man.
Yeah.
But your yogurt's different. And it's number one. Sign. Love it. Number one.
What's the name of the shop?
Number one yogurt food.
Number one yogurt food.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
All right.
And we have special...
You know, if anybody with maybe that goes to Cal State Irvine or University of Irvine... Or what is that? University of California Irvine. You know, everybody look at the... title of that store, the name of that store.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Number one yogurt food.
Number one yogurt food.
In Irvine.
All right. And you're there quite often?
Farshad doesn't trust. Farshad loves everybody.
Right.
I respect people. But my employees, I don't trust nobody. They're always liar. They're cheating. One guy is pulling the machine. The guy with the hand is taking... And the toppings, expensive, very expensive toppings. This guy's putting them, in his pocket.
Wow, what kind of toppings are you offering down there?
At the number one yogurt food, we have two toppings, dates and the saffron. You put saffron.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's number one, nobody does it.
Sounds very nice. I saw the website that you have up of your yogurt shop, and it didn't look like anyone was in there. Looked like it was like 7:30 at night and the store was empty.
Oh, it's a pre-opening picture. We said, everybody get out. They were riot that night. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Ah.
They said, oh, we're number one. You can't kick us out.
All right. All right, now you want to sing something for us here from your nightclub act?
Yeah.
What do you, the boys are here. You want to introduce the band?
Ah, yeah. We have the number one Persian band.
Ah, who would have guessed?
Playing the accordion. We have Mr. Gogortilos.
Gogortilos.
Gogortilos. Playing the clarinet is Nishan Keretsik.
I'm sorry?
Nishan Kehetik.
All right. Nice to see you, Nishan.
Salam.
And Cigar Coco on the drums.
Chetori.
Cigar Coco.
Yeah.
All right.
He likes a cigar. Hey, man, what's up? He's Coco, is he?
And
I'm
Coco,
a cigar.
Too. All right.
Give me Cigar Coco.
All right. What are you going to belt out here?
Let's see, guys. What are we going to play here? Let's play the Gars.
The Gars?
Yeah.
All right. And what is this song about?
This is about the garden.
That's it, huh?
Garden of Eden.
All right. All right. Farshad, everybody, from with his band here, playing the, is it Ninufars? What's the name of the band?
Niloufar.
Niloufars. I apologize. It's new to me here.
No problem.
All right. And they play down in Irvine.
In Irvine.
At the Havon Nights?
Havon Nights.
Havon Nights. Yeah. All right. All right, here is the song about simply a garden. Yeah. And Farshad and the band. Here we go!
Hayastanum kagat garnisanua Hayastanum kagat senun aruna Gars, 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 hayastani hars, yerpidi dun noritz sevshun ardenas. Gars, 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 vodkas uremas, yerpidi dun noritz hayastani barabas. Standing there in us, gars, gars, gars.
Hey, look at that, man. Number one. All right, Farshad is with us. During that song, we got a call, and he didn't want to go on the air, but he's from one of the local police departments down in Irvine, imagine. Probably is Irvine PD, and says, You may be running a business down there, young man, that is not permitted. Is that possible?
Well, our business, in this economy, you got to get the business open.
Ah, then you worry about everything else later.
Yeah, and my friend, he works in the city.
Yes.
And street sweeper, like supervisor. And I ask him, I go, I need permit for this. And he goes, man, you don't need permit. I talked to my friend, my uncle. You got permit. Don't worry. So we're waiting. He said he's mailing. He's going to bring it.
And they also said you have a D in the window on the letter grade. And you said that's for delicious yogurt?
Yeah, delicious yogurt.
Yeah, they think it might be rats.
No.
No?
We're not Armenian, man. We're Persian.
Jesus Christ. All right, Farshad is with us, everybody. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Mike in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Yeah, how's it going, Timmy?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. Just want to let you know this guy is Armenian. He's not Persian.
By that, you know, we got a ton of emails saying the exact same thing.
So
and I don't know how to actually verify whether he is Persian or not, or whether his family
Mamar
is.
Mamar Bozorg?
Yeah, a couple of Persian words he can't even say correctly. So
Salam, I get your jamshidi. Come on.
Caught him all at it.
What does that mean? Means go to hell?
I don't know.
All right, Brian in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Tim Conway Jr., how you doing, sir?
Hey, all right, dude.
Good. Hey, I tell you what, Borat called. He wants his act back.
Brian.
Brian, are you Persia?
No, but you just sound like Borat, who's a bad copy of the guy from Perfect Strangers in the 80s comedy.
Band members is mumbling over here. Let's talk to a Freddy in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Freddy.
Farshad.
Ah.
It's your cousin Freddy in Irvine, my friend.
See, this,
you rock, baby. You rock.
This guy's Persian. now,
Freddie, is he Persian or is he Armenian?
He's 100% Persian. The number one Persian.
All right.
Yes, Freddie. You are Persian.
Oh, man. Freddie's
but
number
why
one.
Do people call up and say he's not? Are they just jealous? Is he? Are there different types of Persians?
Jealous, absolutely.
Freddie.
You know, Persian drives around town in his 850 and rocks, baby.
Freddie. Freddie's number one. Freddie is my friend.
Thank you, Freddie.
I met him at the Javier.
There
in,
you go.
In Crystal Cove, Newport Beach.
Right.
With all the chicks, yeah.
Freddie.
Number one girl.
Oh, me, Freddie, Marco, Alan. We walking through Javier's and the chicks falling left, right, left.
Absolutely.
Now, Freddie, he said that you're in the band. Usually you'll come in if one of the guys are sick and you'll play the Duduk. Is that right?
Absolutely, the Duduk. No problem, anytime.
Freddie is 100% number one.
And what is that thing you guys call where you smoke? What is that?
You smoke the hookah?
Hookah, yeah. You guys do that?
Freddie, tell him about the hookah in the backseat of the Mercedes.
The hookah in the backseat of the Mercedes. It's wonderful with the girls. Number one, Farshad. You're number one.
Now, you have hookah also in the yogurt shop?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good combo?
Number one yogurt food.
Frozen hookah. Food and smoke?
Oh, we smoke.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Freddie.
All right. Bye.
All right, Freddie.
Now, smoking the hookah while people are trying to eat their yogurt and staying healthy is a good combo?
Yeah, they love it.
They love it.
Oh.
All right. So the old guys who are, you know, with the crazy clothes and smoking that hookah, and then the young chicks in their running outfits getting yogurt.
Yeah, but
everything comes together right there.
But we have a division in the restaurant, backgammon table right in the middle.
Ah.
Shush, Ben, shush!
Yes. All right, we got to take a break here. Farshad is with us. Can the band take us out here?
Yeah.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Farshad is with us. And just a little music from the band as we go to a spot. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. I don't know whether he's Persian or not, but a lot of people think he is. A lot of people think he ain't. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Mamunam kale mamunid Gabel naren naren moten asev neminde Inchein a onchein an sansom selem. Farshad is number one.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Farshad is with us. He's number one. And he's brought his band with him. He plays down at a nightclub in Irvine. And you recently got in a car accident, is that right?
Bad car accident.
What happened there?
Farshad is in Irvine.
Right.
Jamboree and Campus. Red light sitting there, and then all of a sudden, this girl coming Chinese from somewhere, boom! Brand new Jaguar, breaking the back, oh, my back, oh, I get out, she says, oh, I'm late for my exam at the UC Irvine.
Okay.
I say, are you crazy? My back is killing me. Farshad, fall on the ground right there.
All right. Now, I have a piece of paper in front of me.
What?
We knew you were coming on, and this is the official police report of what happened in your accident, young man. It says here that you were in the city of Irvine. That is correct. But you were doing donuts in the intersection to show off for a bunch of high school girls. And you may have had your arm out the window shaking a tambourine. Is that the real story?
My back is killing me. Herniation L4, L5, 1 centimeter.
Yeah, because you're acting like an a-hole with a tambourine out the window and trying to impress high school chicks. When are you going to be done with high school chicks? What are you, like 35? When does that stop?
Farshad is 40. Oh, medication is getting to me.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're losing your memory, huh? You need some yogurt and a couple of toppings and some smoke.
Farshad is 43 years old.
42?
43 years old. These girls not high school, they're college for sure.
Yeah.
They're wearing the uniform.
They just happen to be coming out of a high school.
Well, my car, it lost control because this Chinese hitting me.
It's not the Chinese, what? Dude. It's you doing donuts in front of a high school. All right, let's take some more phone calls here. Rita in Glendale, you're on 97.1 Free FM with this nut.
Salam.
Hey. Hey, now, Rita, is this guy Persian? Is he Armenian? Yep. Is he Greek? What is this dude?
He is 100% Persian.
Maman Borzurg.
And are you Persian as well?
Yes, I am Persian.
Okay.
Are you Persian?
Now, do you know Farshad?
I know Farshad. I dated him. I dated him last year. He's 100% Persian. I know him.
Wow. This Rita's...
What would he say to you in the heat of the moment? Do you remember anything he would say to you?
Well, I remember he took me out. He came over to my house. He saw my mom. He really liked me. And then he took me out. We went out. And then we went and we were in the BMW.
Wow.
And then he drove me to San Francisco. He told me stuff.
Lufthan ruin nagashenin embedded. Mikaham sip moys.
Huh?
Oh, Bobo.
Mikaham.
I could see how you fell for this guy.
Karaye otagruzi chandi aftermath.
All right, Rita. We thank you for calling. Man, dude, she couldn't even stand being on the phone with you. You're so hot. You really get the chicks, though, huh, dude? You drove her to San Francisco? In the 850?
We went to the San Francisco Canning Row.
Did you take her back to your place and show her that? What is that big rug you have there? You said you got, I saw a picture of your place. You got like a big tiger's rug in your joint?
Farshad has tiger. It was imported. It's tiger skin.
Is it real?
It's real, but we imported the computers. We put them out.
Oh, I see. All right, let's take some more phone calls here. Let's talk to, how about Ryan in Orange County? You're on 97.1 Free FM with Farshad.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, Farshad. Hi. I'm Timmy Conway. How you doing?
All right, dude.
Hey, Farshad, you know what? I like your, I actually like your music. Where do you play at Irvine?
At Irvine, we're playing at the Hivon Nights.
Okay. And, hey, Tim, you want to find out if he's Persian? Just smell him and see how much cologne he has on.
Well, he says he's got two different kinds on. He says he has one cologne on for the top half, and I'm not going to, I'm just going to take his word for it that he's got some other cologne on his bottom half.
Bijan.
Yeah. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. Let's talk to Dr. S in Beverly Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Farshad, number one.
How are you tonight, boy?
Good. How you doing, Doc?
Excellent. I'm calling to verify the validity of Farshad's existence.
Okay.
But without getting into too much detail because of HIPAA violations, he is a real person, but he is not telling you the whole truth.
What is the truth?
Well, the truth is he's a little bit of Persian, a little bit of Armenian.
You're a liar!
Now, wait a minute. How do you know?
You been taking your medicine?
You are a liar!
Doctor,
if he's not doctor, he's not Persian. All doctors are Persian.
All right, now, doctor,
I am.
How do you know?
How do you know?
But listen, how do you know that he's not Persian?
As a physician, I have to know my patients, and I am telling you that.
What does he suffer from?
He suffers from many entities, and I am actually a bit concerned because I'm hearing what he's saying, and I'm wondering whether he's taking all of his medication.
If you give us permission, Farshad, he can tell us what medication you're on. Can we have your permission?
Yeah, this is my doctor. Yeah, you can tell him. I don't care. But right. This guy's a liar.
Doctor, we have his permission. Do we have to have it written, or is it just verbal?
Cheater.
Well, if he gives you permission,
I gave you the permission.
All right, now tell us what he's on. What the hell is he on?
Well, first of all, he takes a lot of human growth hormone, and this is affecting testosterone. And he really suffers from excessive testosterone, and so this affects his brain, affects his muscle mass, and unfortunately, right now it's affecting what he says. But this is
now. What about?
I'm not nervous. I'm not yelling. You're a liar.
What about mood stabilizers?
Well, this is the problem. He does not take his mood stabilizers, but one day, and I say this because he gave us permission, I walked into the room after giving him his results, and I told him, sir, you have a little bit too much testosterone. And he said to me, you say it like it's a bad thing. And I said to him, listen, you have to control yourself. Ever since then, he goes on this radio show. I'm not even a listener of this show. I've never listened to this show before.
All right.
But one of the nurses called and said, Dr. S, you have to turn on the radio right now. They paged me. I turn on the radio, and who do I hear? My patient, and this concerns me. So, Farshad, I am telling you right now, please, please take your medicine.
Hey, now, Dr. S, are you Persian or are you Armenian or what are you?
I am neither.
Neither.
Okay. He is liar.
Right, so now,
he
now,
is liar.
Now,
half liar, half cheater.
Now, does Farshad suffer from delusional thoughts? Farshad, please.
Farshad is a legend in his own mind. He admits this. Certain days where he's very clear.
Right.
And very coherent, and then there are other days where he falls off. And this has to do with compliance with his medications. And I suspect if we were to measure the levels of the medications in his blood today, we'd find them to be subtherapeutic, and we would know, we would verify that he is not complying with his medications.
All right. Well, we'll take your word for it. Doctor, we thank you for calling.
It's my pleasure. Good luck to you.
Take care.
Liar, 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 cheater, cheater, cheater. Not my doctor, not my doctor. Liar, liar, liar.
All right. Let's talk to
that guy's liar 100%.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Farouk in Corona Del Mar. You're on 97.1.
Oh, boy.
Is it Farouk?
Are you?
Yes, I'm Farouk from Farouk.
Okay. How are you?
I want to talk to Farshad.
Okay, Farshad.
Hi, Farouk.
I met Farshad in Cowboy San Lucas. He's awesome. He rocks.
Now, are you Persian?
Yes, I am Persian. 110%.
Is he Persian?
He's also 120%.
Wow. All right.
Salam, Farouk.
Salam.
Chai mi khuri.
You rock. You rock.
This guy's number one.
You are the man. You were on the Cowboy San Lucas and E. Malaya.
That's right.
The pool and all these skinny girls were all over you. All over.
That guy's number one. Not that doctor. Farouk is love doctor. Farouk, say something Farsi for everybody.
Salam, everybody. Salam, خوش شل من. حال همه چطوره؟ حالتون خوبه؟ حال من خیلی خوبه.
Love that guy.
Hey, Farouk.
Yes.
I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He said when you guys were down in Cabo San Lucas,
yes,
that he lost his girlfriend to you and his son.
Oh.
Well, he's the man. That's what I call him, the man. He's the man.
And he also said that while he was talking to you at the pool, that you both had to have sunglasses on because of the reflection of the BMW chains around your neck. Is that also true?
Yes, that's also true.
Wow, look at that.
That guy's number one.
That's all right.
The guy's number one. He's the man.
Love this guy.
But he said also you have a bigger chain than he does. If you know what I mean.
Yes.
All right. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
I love you. Farouk, I love you.
All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, let's take some more phone calls here for Farshad. But right now we got to take a small commercial break. We come back more Farshad. And you're going to sing us a song going to break here? All right. It is Farshad with his trio. They play down in Hervine. And they're going to do something impromptu right here. All right. Go ahead and hit it, boys.
I'm going to dance a little bit.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Farshad is in Hervan.
دختر ایرونی که ناز و دلبری این پیغام بلکتو گوش کن میشکونی غم پسر ایرونی رو حرفای دلشو گوش کن.
Alright, welcome back everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Farshad is with us. A lot of people think he's Armenian, but he says he's Persian.
Come on, man.
All right, Bubba.
Farshad
is Persian. Know, dude. You know, you got people calling up saying you're Armenian. People calling you up and say you're Persian. Where are you?
I'm number one. I'm Persian. My girlfriend. I have a girlfriend back east, New York. Persian princess, Alia. Here's her birthday today.
Wow, look at you.
Beautiful, 52 years old, like 25-year-old. Oh.
I'd like to see that.
Well.
52, and she looks like she's 25.
Oh, big time. Not turn bad. Around.
All right. Ala, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Uh-huh, I'm good. You know why, Farshad?
Huh?
You know who is it?
Who's that?
Farshad Ala.
This is Extra Date, Easy on Saffron Ala. I know her.
Farshad, you know that from the first time I ever tasted rose water yogurt with the saffron topping, I knew forever it would be you and me, Farshad.
Alexander. Wow. Alexandra, that's her name.
Farshad, I find you now. You say I don't find you, but then you stupid, you go on the radio. Now I know. I know you're at High One Night.
Hey, Ala, did he screw you over?
Oh, screw me over good. So good.
Oh, boy.
They just stopped. When are you going to screw me over again?
That's gross. Just hang up, please.
They just stopped calling you?
If my girlfriend Alia is hearing.
Farshad, I don't know who this Alia is, but I could find her too. She on the radio somewhere?
No. Hey, Farshad said you used to yell at him in Persian. What would you say to him?
Oh, I say, Khubi, I say, Juj, big Juj.
She's drunk.
All right.
No, thank you for calling. You know, at first I was afraid. You go away. I was petrified.
Me too.
I'm thinking, how am I supposed to live without you by my side?
Wow.
But Farshad, then I spent so many nights. I'm thinking, how you do me wrong?
See, Shanabe, Shanabe, Pan Shanabe, Jump Chirus, Emerald, Farda,
this girl's
crazy. She's a lawyer. This girl's crazy. Call them Taraf and Shamu Janab. Masrek, Maghreb.
You see? I could be with you.
Teheran Chant Kamantere.
We make such a good team, Farshad.
All right. No, mas.
Whoa.
Wow. Randy said that she wanted directions to the studio. Is that cool?
No.
Did you give them to her?
She's on her way.
Randy, that girl has restraining
ba-boom.
Order. Let's go, man.
She sounded hot, Farshad.
Yeah, she's not hot. Alia's hot. Mansouri is... Everybody's hot.
All right, I'm looking at the song rundown that you do here, and evidently you're not drawing the crowd you like with the Persian music, so you've added some American music?
Yeah, it's everybody tells me, oh, Farshad, it's normal. You know, on Thursday nights, a lot of people don't go out, so if four people come, that's good, you know? Four people.
Wow.
So we're not getting
what a crowd.
That lot. We want more. We want to pack them in. So we're doing American songs.
What do you play?
Well, we can play something for you right now. You can name that tomb.
All right, I'll try to name that
name
tomb.
Name that tomb.
All right, here's an American song that Farshad and the trio plays. Here we go.
Yekduk si chaharim panj Shish tav has non da yazda Davas da siz da la Panza Shanta Hif Da Nunen Dan Bis Pistoyek Nunen Basan Pistoyek Biston Sincheneran
All right. Come on, baby. Light my Farshad. All right, that's very good, man. You guys are awesome.
We want American crowd, so we're going that
way. Sounds like you're going to get it with that song. Ali in Newport Beach on 97.1, or Ali, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
Hello. Hi, Ali.
Hi, how you doing, Farshad?
Salam.
Salam. I want to say I'm a big Niloufar fan. I hear you tonight. I'd like to know where I come see you.
Here, we're at the Hivon Nights in the Hervine.
Bale.
Or open Sesame in Long Beach, 2nd Street. Open Sesame, too.
All right, let's talk to Pani. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Pani.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank
Good.
You.
Hi.
Oh, bummer. That's what they say, bummer, in Tehran.
Hang up on her. She got disconnected then. Yashar in Costa Mesa. You're on 97.1.
This could be tricky.
What's happening, Timmy?
Hey, Yashar.
Yashar.
Hey, this guy's packing me up, but he's not Persian, man.
What is he?
The only thing he says in Farsi is, would you like some tea?
This guy's liar. Yashar, you're not Persian.
You're a fake-ass Persian.
You're Fugazi, and you're not number one.
All right, let's talk to Michael in the Inland Empire. You're on 97.1.
Norco.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, what do you got?
Is this guy, like, auditioning for the next music for, like, Anaconda 3 or something?
Oh, like a snake charmer?
Well, that music, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Is his name Farshot or Farside?
Okay, Farshot. Alan in Redondo Beach, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Farshot.
Alan is 100% Persian. Alan is great Persian name.
100% Russian.
Oh, Russian.
Russian. All right.
Russian. By the mice.
Are you Russian?
I'm Russia. Hey, Farshot.
Давай.
Farshot.
Huh?
I got some cool high school chicks.
That's rumored.
Seeing I could hook you up.
That's rumored. But call Randy after the show.
All right, what are you going to take us out with? Farshot in the band, everybody.
We love you guys. Goli Sangam.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
I love you guys. Goli Sangam, Goli Sangam, Chibangi Mazale Litangam, Mesta Tube, Bega Barman, Etum Sardi Mobirangam, Goli Sangam, Goli Sangam, Chibangam, Chitangam, Chizendine, not to be old, Goli Sangam, Goli Sangam.
Back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget tomorrow, Adam Carolla is joining us at 8 p.m. And now, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. The stars of that show are with us, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Jimmy.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, what's on the big show tonight, dudes?
Well, not one, not two, but three more teacher sex scandals. So we're heading in the weekend.
Ooh.
So
women teacher, male students?
Yeah, we got a couple of ladies, and I think we got a guy teacher who's
fantastic,
having his way. But yeah, these women are having a field day.
Yeah, and on the auto tip, by 2015, this car company will no longer make gasoline-powered vehicles.
And you know the car company?
I know the car
company. What year?
2015. It's not that far away.
Wow, 2015.
They will no longer make
that is fantastic.
Gas vehicles.
All right, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. Tim Conway Show tomorrow right at 8 o'clock with Adam Carolla, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. What is that you're wearing? What is that smell, that odor?
Oh, Farshad, where's the Drakkar, you know, it was.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's not, oh, in Persia.
Did you get that at Vons?
No, the Montgomery Ward was having it, but in Persia, they don't sell Drakkar. So he import, I import it.
You know,
and I got it, and they love it. So I remember, I
Drakkar.
Get it there. Oh.
You know, it smells like you went to one of those fake perfume stores and you got a Drakkar knockoff. Because it smells like a little Jacquard and a little of, like, chaps.
Oh, nothing. Farshad has two cologne. One for top of body, one for bottom half.
Oh, what a great combination. I'm sure the girls are thrilled when they get to the second odor.
Oh, yeah.